Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloch Aleph, starting Daf Dal and with base five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Boin Berchiyo Bo Kamir of Zehiro. See, if it says regarding Meiser Behemo, that you have to have the tenth animal that goes under the within through the gate, the tenth animal is Meiser. It says, Lo Yivaker Ben Toiv L'Rak. Don't come and choose and say, I want to give only animals that are better to give to the Kohen. You, every tenth animal you give, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, it doesn't matter if it has a blemish, does not have a blemish. Now, over the Bikir, Mao Shiavar, someone went and did go and check the animal. He wanted to make sure to give a better animal. Is he over an Isser by the fact that he checked the animal? Anytime the Torah is coming to be to allow you something, to permit something, to make it more lenient, you're not over aveir if you did it otherwise. Here, the Torah is coming to allow you something. So, what is the Torah coming to allow? The heter is that you can give to the Kohen something which is a baal mum. So that's a chiddush. The chiddush is it's a leniency. It's a leniency that even though usually kosher have to be without a blemish, but ma'aseh behemi you could have a blemish. But if you want to give it without a blemish, so you're not over an issur. Anytime the Torah is coming to be mati something, you're not over an issur if you don't do it. Continues the Gemara Hamud Aleph. Tama Tanina, we learned over there. By Yoy Mashmini in the 8th day, Mivisholish Behemois Chatos Ve'Oshom Ve'Oilo. We're referring here to the Mitzayra. The Mitzayra brings 3 animals, Chatos, Oshom Ve'Oilo, and it has to come in a certain order. It's supposed to be Oshom before Chatos and Chatos before Oilo. Ve'Hadal and the poor Mitzayra, and Mivis Chatos Oif Oilo Soif. He brings not animals, he brings birds, a Chatos and Oilo. How can he bring all these animals and be magdish it? The chatas, you can't be magdish before the asham. The first carbon that has to go on the mizbeach is the asham. So when he's bringing this animal, you can't bring it to the mizbeach. You have to wait for the asham to come first. And when he's magdish, when he's saying hegdish, it's when you can't bring the carbon. Isn't it mechusserzman? Mechusserzman means something which you didn't come yet the time to bring that carbon. And mechusserzman is a time where kachim l'chur doesn't work. So from here we learn that the Torah that says you bring all korbanos to the Kohen the same together, from here you learn that Torah is giving you a heter to be magdish mechus hazman. Even though some of the korbanos you can't bring yet, you still can be magdish it. Continues the Gemara, Rabbo bar Memel bo kamei Rav Eimi. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, b'shmini yovi, you have to bring on the 8th day. If he did not bring the 8th day, if the Mitzayro waited, if he did not bring on the 8th day, Ma'u Shiavar is Yehoiver Isser of not bring on the 8th day. Reb Chaim says either the Isser is the B'yom Hashmini, you have to bring B'yom Hashmini, or we're talking about going back to Baal Ta'achir. They have an Isser of Baal Ta'achir and Karbanos. So here you're coming too late for that day. Omar Leis, he told him, Koldova Shabbat La'atir Einoiver. That's the connection to the Sugya. Because when you have this pasuk that says to bring B'yom Hashmini, it's coming to be Matir. What is it coming to be Matir, as we just mentioned? Here's the source you can remakdish to Mechusar Hezman. So because the Torah is called Dimatir over here, you can't learn a Isser. So therefore, if he brings it after the 8th day, he's not over Isser from this Pasuk. The Pasuk is not coming to teach you, you can remakdish Mechusar Hezman. So what is the Torah saying? By Yerim Hashmini, Mashmah Yerim Hashmini, bring all of them together. Kol Shiva Einoimer Lo Aveh, Mikan Ve'eloch Omer Lo Aveh. 7 days, there's no obligation to be worried of the korbanos. On the 8th day, you have to bring it. But you'll be magdish in different times. Meaning this pasuk has not come to be matir. And if so, you have a mitzvah to bring on the 8th day. If you didn't bring the 8th day, he's over. We find a braisa that argues, because it says, kulam iskavnim mevim korbanosam beregel. All the ones that are obligated korbanos, they just wait for the regel, because anyway, they come into shlaim in the regel. So bring the korbanos then, they don't come special to bring the korban. So you see, there's no answer to wait, because if there'll be answer to wait, you would not allow the Mitzayro to wait to bring his korbanos in the regal. Says Gemara, Nicha Nozer, I understand that the Nozer is waiting, but Mitzayro v'la mechusar kippurim hu, but if the Mitzayro doesn't bring his korbanos, he's considered to be mechusar kippurim, he's missing a kaparo, and he can't have kachim. And you can't say he can't have kachim, v'atanina halel v'asimcha shmoino. Halel means you're saying halel on doing Yom Tov, and simcha means you bring a korban simcha the entire Yom Tov, the entire 8 days of Yom Tov. Meaning the 8 days of Sukkot, you have to bring a korban simcha. And if you tell me that Mitzayro waits for the regal, he can't bring his korbanos on Yom Tov. Because these are korbanos, they're not kavu alim zman, so you have to wait for Chol HaMoed. So how does he bring a korban simcha on the first day of Yom Tov? And this is more apostle a little bit knows. You're right. Mitzvah should now wait till the regal itself. He should bring it before the regal. So what we said, you wait for the regal, is only the nazir who is not going to be mechus kippur. He says, if you look at the braisa, you'll see that the hemshech of the braisa speaks about mitzvah. Reb Chaim says we don't have that hemshech of the braisa, so we don't know what it says. But the hemshech of the braisa is talking about mitzvah. You want to tell me the beginning is talking about nazir? That doesn't make sense. So this is Omar of Chananya Brid Avila. Regarding the question that how can it be that he doesn't bring a korban simcha on the first day yontif? Loikvai is a savos tamon. Didn't really ask already in Masechet Sukkah. So there he said, sometimes you're not going to bring korban simcha all 8 days. When yontif falls on Shabbos, you can't bring korban simcha. Because he was going to have amud base. For Omar of Yoise Kameya of Dumo Nechuso. What Yoise told of Dumo Nechuso. The Koyanim Beseir. We're talking about when you do have 8 days, is the Koyanim bring the korban seir. Now they do bring the 8 days, because we talk about the seir going, because every single day of the Yom Tov. So v'achav b'koyanim b'seir. I mean, when it says you have 8 days korban, it's not necessarily we're talking about the korban of Yisrael. You can talk about the korban of koyanim. So a mitzayir that will apply as well. He can't really bring korban simcha on the first day. Rav Chagai bo kamei av yoyso k'siv b'yoyim eshmini yimur. So we learn also regarding bris milah. You have to do bris milah on the 8th day. Avar v'loy mal. What happens if he didn't do bris milah? Is he over on Baal Ta'achir when he doesn't do the bris milah on the 8th day? Omar lei kitidor neder la'Hashem Elokecha lo yisacher lo shalmoi. So it says loshon tashlumim. Davar shu nitol en tashlumim yotzazeh sheino nitol en tashlumim. Meaning something which is a tashlum, is a payment. You have an obligation and you have to pay it. So that's considered to be a neder. A person donates something. Now he has to come and pay it off. Milah, it's not a donation, it's not something that you send in Mil Yuchayev. It's a chayiv mishemayim, it's not considered to be a tashlumim, and therefore you don't have Baal Ta'ach after the 8th day. Continues the Gemara, it says, Lo Yisach L'Shalmoy, the Yisro Baal Ta'ach is then on the korban itself, for Lo Yis Chalifov. And that's something that was exchanged. If the korban was exchanged with another animal, you don't have the din of Baal Ta'ach. Kadodetan, we find something similar. It says the Pesach Oil Moyed Lo Yivir regarding Shchut Yichutz. If you shecht an animal outside of Beis Hamikdash, it says if you didn't bring it to Beis Hamikdash, you're over Eser. For lo is Chalifov, it doesn't apply to Chalifov. Here in the first year about it, what do you mean it doesn't apply to Chalifov? Any korban they do outside of Beis Hamikdash, you're over and Shchut Yichutz. So the Pnei Moshe says we're talking here about a Baal Mum. The Baal Mum they do outside, you're not over on Shchut Yichutz. That's the Chalifov over here. So in any case, there's some mute that only the animal itself and not his exchange. And the Gemara comes to explain how it's going to work with Baal Ta'achir. Levi ben Tzitzi komer at Rebbe. Levi ben Tzitzi explained it. Someone says, I have to bring an oilo. 3 regolim passed. Then he brought another animal and he did brought it as a korban. So I would say the second animal, he did not delay. So now maybe he doesn't have a issue Baal Ta'achir on the first one. This first animal, he didn't bring his over. The fact he brought another animal later and he didn't delay it doesn't bother him from the first animal that he did delay. If we talk about that, he said, I'm obligated to bring it. Of course, if 3 regolim passed, even though he shechted the other one, miyad, of course, he's over. There's no chiddush over here. What are we talking about? He pointed to an animal. He said, this animal will be an oilo. 2 regolim passed, not the 3rd regal, so it's not Baal Ta'achir yet. Then he exchanges the animal for another animal. It did not be makrivin right away. Now the 3rd regal passed on the 2nd animal. So now maybe it will join the original animal and you'll count it as a 3rd regal. Meaning the 2nd animal you did tomorrow, are you even Baal Ta'achir after the 1st regal? Only after that has its own 3 regolim. It applies only to the original animal. You start counting, the clock start ticking on the first animal. The 3rd animal, once you exchange it, that's when the clock starts ticking by it. It doesn't join the original clock of the original animal. Continues the Gemara and says, now we're going to the Pasuk of Baal Ta'achir. Don't come late. When you have a neder, you have to bring it right away. You learn from here, anything which is obligation. Hashem Elokecha, what belongs to Hashem, say Hegdish Bedek Abayis, anything a person donate to the Bedek Abayis to give it to Hegdish. Miimcha, from you, what's you? Zeleket Shicho Apeo, that's the Matar Sanin, the cover in the field. V'ya b'cho b'chet, v'lo b'korbon chochet. You have the chet, but not the animal. Teloiken man and amim. If I would not tell you that there's no chait in the carbon, what would I say? Maybe you'll tell me the carbon becomes possible once you have three regalim. You have a problem. You have an answer. The korban is not affected. Meaning, bezin are obligated to force a person to come and bring his korbanos. From here you learn the bezin take a mashkan, take collateral if a person doesn't bring his korban. What do you dash from here? We neder and nedava are two different things. Neder is when a person is obligating himself to bring a korban. Nedava is when he's donating a certain item. Elo lichayev al kol neder v'neder al kol nedava v'nedava. Don't tell me it's one iser for all the donation a person has. The same in neder and nedava are separate. So for every neder, for every nedava, one is over iser. Ezu neder shom, what's a neder? Ha'im ha'arei alai oilo. He says, I have to bring a korban. Ezu nedava shom, what's a nedava? Ha'im ha'arei ze oilo. He says, this animal's oilo. Continues the word davov and udalif. Rav Chama chaverin de Rabbon and boy, Rav Chama, the friend of Rabbon, asked, "Amar rei alai v'chozo amar harezu." He says, "I have to bring a korban," and then he said, "This is the korban that I'm bringing." Is the oiver a two isurim, one for the neder, one for the nedava? Rav Chirin and boy, Chirin questioned this. He says, "Loi mistabro," meaning it doesn't make sense. The loi, mean but the only the following. What is it? Amar harezu v'chozo amar rei alai. If he says this animal is a donation. And then he says, I'm obligated to bring it. So then the more chomer dik, which is neder, neder is more chomer because a person is obligated, he has a chrayus, is chal on the isurkal of nedova. With the opposite case, where it was a neder, and then it became a nedova, meaning he said, I'm going to have to bring an animal. He says, this is the animal I'm going to bring, so the isur of nedova is not going to be chal on neder because neder is more chomer. So isurkal is not chal on isur chomer. Meaning this goes into the rules of Isser Chal Isser. Isser is Chal and Isser only if the second Isser is more chomer than the first Isser. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Hei.